Yeah, don't hang up. We have so many people right now, but there we're just right on the edge.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Jerry, someone told me you left, Jerry. Okay. So we are going to start this afternoon's agenda with the budget advice. So let me get to the right page. Draft advice, 2012 budget, and it is the blue corrected version that you see. And Jerry, do you want to go over the changes? Harold? Okay. You want to go over the changes on the blue?
Okay, the blue advice is version number 2. This was developed primarily as a result of meetings last week with the budget workshop they had with the agencies. Based on that, the first draft we put out was pretty much reflected specific items that came out of the discussion. Then yesterday, we presented this. There were a number of comments which have resulted in a rearrangement and a number of wording changes. And I, at this point, won't go through all of them, but I believe what we were able to do is accommodate all the changes that were suggested yesterday. The background simply covers the introduction, it's 2012 comments, and I think the key point is the second paragraph in the background, in that the budget appears to be sufficient to meet tri-party agreements under the site cleanup program. However, as noted, the DOE's approved five-year budget falls short of meeting regulatory compliance by up to $500 million. And I might add that I know Ecology has sent a letter basically saying the same thing, that there's more money needs to be budgeted. Now, then the advice, the number of bullets, and I can hit those briefly. First, they simply say that regulatory compliance was getting the $500 million shortfall. And we
Harold, just recommend
that funding.
Can I just clarify that that first bullet is actually a new bullet that was added yesterday and yesterday afternoon?
You.
And it was actually, it's not really new language. It was actually just pulled from the background section into the advice bullet.
Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. Again, the second bullet pretty much reiterates our previous position that we need to request funding for all work identified in the activity sheets, and that after 2012, we're going to be running out of the ARRA money, which they have made very good use of in getting additional work done. And we identify in the third bullet, $1.6 billion for RL and $1.2 billion for ORP to meet all the requirements, including safe operation and regulatory compliance at the site. Then we got into assess current level of knowledge about the deep vado zone development fund characterization and remediation. This is a continuing problem. And pre-70 true waste, same issue, funding to touch what we have. And going on the sub-bullets, disposal of the pre-70 true material, and again, remove and dispose of it. And again, how much question we raise in the third sub-bullet is balance between additional characterization and going ahead with actual cleanup. We could probably spend as much money as we have on characterization. Going back to the main bullets, we touch on the funding for true waste retrieval and mixed waste treatment. Safeguards and security. This is an issue that has been around, I think, for a number of years, where site safeguard and security money actually comes out of the EM budget. And the board has consistently taken the position that that should be funded out of safeguards and security money after the wastes have all been consolidated and the plutonium is removed from the site. Technology development, well, for a lot waste in it. We still have a need to develop a path forward for the law treatment and funding for it. And then the last bullet is another what I would call board issue. And this is a 5-year integrated priority list, which reflect also funding that's spent on projects for under ARRA. And board's position has been this list needs to be made available to the public and illustrate there was an awful lot of cleanup work done with that money that we spent, and we need to make sure the public understands that. So that's kind of the highlights.
Okay. Thank you, Harold. We're going to go through this section by section as we did before, and unless anybody has any overarching objections, I'm sorry? Have you all read it as Harold was going through it?
Yeah.
I see a lot of heads up. Okay, let's go through the background. Does anybody have any questions or problems with the background section? This advice probably changed the least of most of the advice that we are looking at. I don't see any cards on the background. Advice, we're going to go to the advice section now. Bullet number one. Jeff?
Thanks, Susan. I think that what we were trying to say, the last clause in there, to support the TPA for an increase of $500 million, that $500 million, we say earlier, is over a 5-year period, and here we're talking about FY 12. So I've suggested some wording here, because to me that was confusing. It sounds like we're saying we want to close a $500 million gap in one fiscal year.
Okay. Oh, Steve is going to respond to that.
I see where you can arrive at that conclusion by the wording in the background, but I don't think that's what that statement is saying. I think the point is that you're saying it's a 1-year budget shortfall of $500 million. That DOE approved 5-year target budget number, I don't play in the budget world all that closely, but I know that DOE tries to outline 4 or 5-year chunks at a time, probably updating it every year, what they think the target funding is going to be each year. So I would not assume that our 5-year target budget is short by $500 million over 5 years. It's probably more like 1 year.
So Maynard?
If maybe the answer to that is up in the background, you might say $500 million for fiscal 2012.
Okay, then
it's,
that takes care of my
okay.
My question or comment.
That'd be right, wouldn't it, Steve?
I think it's a better way to word it.
Yeah.
So
right here?
You got
yep.
That, Hillary? For FY 2012. Okay. Jeff, is that it then on that? Okay. All right. Maynard, are you up for something else? Okay, no, that's fine. Just want to make sure I catch them all. Bullet number 2, beginning DOE RL and DOE ORP should request. Any objections? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to bullet number 3. Again, beginning with DOE RL and DOE ORP should each submit requests. Seeing and hearing no objections, moving on to bullet number four. The TPA agencies should assess.
And this is a new bullet based on, I think Dirk and Rob provided some language on this one.
Jeff?
Thank you. I don't disagree with the concept here, so I'll make that clear. There are some words in here that appear to me not to be budget advice. Assess the current knowledge level of knowledge of the deep veto zone. So I've proposed some rewording for the board's consideration, and I would suggest we reword this to make this a budget advice as follows. The TPA agencies should develop and fund characterization and remediation technologies for the deep veto zone.
How do folks feel about that? So
I'm just striking the
assess the knowledge. Yes.
Clear. It's clean. Clear. Everybody agree? Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
please read it again. Did you have it? Did you capture it?
The TPA agencies should develop and fund characterization and remediation technologies for the deep veto zone.
Okay. Go ahead.
Really, it's DOE who would be funding that, not Ecology and EPA. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, we made that change. Okay. Okay, moving on to the last bullet on this section. DOERL should request adequate funding for characterization. The advice number you will see is the advice we passed this morning, and we will insert it in here. The reference. Todd.
Susan, if we're going to cite the advice there, we should cite it in the previous bullet, too, because we talked about deep veto zone in that change package as well.
Is everybody okay with having that citation in both places? Okay. You got that, Kathy?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else on that? No, I don't see anything. All right, moving on. To the sub-bullets of the adequate funding for characterization, the first sub-bullet, to reduce the potential risks to the public and the environment, et cetera.
Jeff?
Thank you. I thought Ken Niles might have had a pretty good point here. So I just offer for consideration that the main bullet and the following main bullet really address these three sub-bullets, and we could shorten this advice by deleting the three sub-bullets. And Ken, you'll remember Ken Niles' email was this advice is way too heavy on true. And I think that those two main bullets take care of these three sub-bullets. That's my opinion. That's a suggestion. I'm going to quote Jerry.
What do other people?
I'm not going to fall on my sword on it.
Okay.
So the recommendation before you is to remove those three sub-bullets because it is supported by the previous bullet and the one that precedes it.
That's what I believe.
And if
board members see it differently or see something I've missed, that may well be. I just thought Ken Niles had a good point.
Okay. Okay, John, you have to turn your card the other way so I can see it. All I could see was the end.
No, I think if you deleted it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, we have cards up, though. Jerry and then Maynard.
Your microphone. Thanks, Gene.
I think we added bullet with some detail for a reason, and sorry Ken wasn't part of the discussion, but there's a darn good reason when you look at the more, you know, that first bullet. Being explicit about identifying the funding required for characterization, it's more specific than just telling them request funding. And I think it's worth putting in there.
Okay, that's Maynard on this.
I got somewhat of a similar comment as what Jerry just had, but I particularly think if we delete any of it, I would like at least to remain that last sentence in the third bullet where it says, as demonstrated in the River Corridor, extensive characterization costs may be avoided by simply adoption of retrieval or partial retrieval remedy. I think that's pretty key to this whole thing, because otherwise the impression that we want, you know, everything characterized to death when it may be less costly just to go ahead and pick the stuff up.
Susan, okay. As I said, it was a thought, and I may not have seen everything very clearly, so I'm certainly not opposed to keeping the text in.
Okay, so let's, how many people would like to have the text removed? Okay, looks like it stays in. Are there any changes in those three bullets? Okay, we'll move on to the next bullet. Thank you, Jeff. DOE RL should continue to request adequate funding. Yet another, this is the true that's after 1970. Correct? Okay. Any objections or corrections? Maynard, are you up on this one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, well, that's fine. Just don't want to miss any cards. Seeing no objections, let's move on to the next bullet. The board repeats our advice that safeguards and security funding, this is really a repeat. We've said this a couple more times in funding circumstances. Hearing and seeing no objections, moving on to the next bullet, DOE ORP should request adequate funding for technology development. Pam?
I provided suggested edits that didn't get included, so I would like to specifically hold out for a couple of things. In line 3, currently there is inadequate funding. We need to insert in the base program available for law supplemental treatment.
In the base program. Okay. Do you have that, Hillary? Okay.
And then the next sentence should just start it with technology and take out this.
Okay.
And I'll go with what's left, although it's not what I suggested.
Is everybody okay with those changes? I see nodding heads. Okay. We're moving to the last. Again, that was the penultimate bullet. We're moving to the last bullet. DOE should provide and make available to the public. Pam, do you have a comment on this one? No? Okay. All right. Seeing no objections or corrections, we will, of course, go through this again for all the commas and periods and grammar and all that stuff to make sure it's correct. This goes to the two field offices, I believe. Does that, and then copied, since this is funding, it goes to the field offices and then copied the other tri-party agencies as well as our. Oh, yeah, there is one in here. Thank you. I didn't see that. Sorry. Okay. Okay, we'll do that with the usual CCs. Okay, that one's good to go. We're moving right along. Okay, now we're going to move on to the draft advice buyback list.
Pink.
That's the pink one. Harold, or are you prepared? Jerry, why don't you give the background on this?
I can, and then Harold okay. can take over because okay. I will turn into a pumpkin to get to the airport. So essentially, Kathy tracked all the changes from that were proposed yesterday, incorporated them in here, and there's nothing else that happened to this advice since overnight. So there are no surprises or changes, no new wording that wasn't discussed yesterday in the buyback advice. If you need to take a look at it, in particular, the bullets got, like the third bullet got, nailed down to five words. So there you have it, and we can move ahead.
Okay, let's move to the background. Pam.
I just have a question of Steve. Did I understand that correctly that for the buyback list, you also need to use 80% or 85% confidence in picking these next projects?
I don't know, but my assumption is yes. All these projects are being run that way.
So then we're going to have round three, because that's a ridiculous level of confidence.
Oh, no, I don't know if I would agree it's a ridiculous level of confidence, but I'd rather have the problem of having a round three than having our projects go over budget and behind schedule.
I mean, it just seems like you're doing great with it, and the 85% is resulting in extra funding, so...
Yeah, Pam, I actually asked headquarters and received an email 2 days ago, and I asked for a clarification, but I can't get email access for more than 10 seconds here at the hotel. But they sent me a chart of which sites have essentially what would be round three funding carrying 2012 start and completed projects, and Richland and ORP are not on that list. They're assuming that they will be able to do it in one round. The question is, what would you say? I mean, it's kind of like good news. They plan on getting those projects done.
How about saying something like, if round two proves as successful as round one in terms of getting projects done, on schedule and under cost, that we hope that there will be a round three for Hanford.
That is a new concept, which is, and if the board agrees, that's typically not our process, but if the board agrees, we can add that bullet. Do you agree that we should add the bullet? Does anybody not agree? Okay.
Is this a new advice bullet?
Yep, a new advice bullet.
Have we already reviewed the background?
No, we haven't reviewed the background.
Pam, can you read that? Say that again.
Okay. Based on the success... ...of the first round of ARRA funding... which has seen work getting done ahead of schedule and under budget. That we believe that this will be the case for the second round of projects. And Hanford should have the opportunity for a round three with remaining funding.
Okay.
And where do you want this placement of the bullet?
It's round three. It should go at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about round three. That should be probably the closing statement. Would make sense to me anyway. Nancy?
I was going to mention this before, but since Pam brought it up, all the documents refer to ARRA funding and don't call it stimulus, which is kind of the layman's lingo. So rather than introduce this other, why don't we just go with ARRA?
Okay.
And be consistent to what DOE refers to.
That makes sense. We will go through the document here and make those changes then. Is everybody okay for that?
It's just a general comment in the background. You talked about stimulus funding in the first paragraph.
And the second paragraph and the third paragraph.
Yeah, so we'll catch that.
And move it to ARRA.
Yep.
That's the official term. Is everybody okay with that?
And your microphone, please.
It may be nitpicking, but I think if you go to the general public and say ARRA, they'll kind of look at you, what's that? But the press has been using stimulus funding fairly consistently in a lot of the news stories. So I'd suggest maybe at least once in the introduction use both terms, and then if you want to just go to ARRA, I think it'd be fine.
Okay. So we'll leave it the sentence and the background on the first paragraph the same, and then we'll switch to ARRA funding.
And you need to put the initials ARRA after that.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, are these various rounds called? Is that the official title of the various?
Oh, I have no idea.
Round two,
are people going to know what we're talking about?
I think the people to whom we're sending the advice will know. Without a very long explanation, maybe some members of the public might not.
Could put them in quotes.
Okay. Put them in quotes? That makes sense. Okay. Anything more, Nancy? Okay. So we kind of zipped over the background part and went right to the advice. were there any comments on the background? I just want to make sure that we're good to go with that before we go on to the advice bullets, since we've already gone there. Okay, seeing no comments, the first advice bullet, the criteria for choosing projects. Are there any comments or changes? Seeing and hearing none, moving on to the second one. DOE should ensure that regulators, the board, and the public have input. Are there any comments or suggestions? Seeing none, we'll go on to the shortest bullet I've ever seen. Regulators should be nominating projects. Seeing and hearing no objections.
I think Dirk,
Dirk, on this one?
Yeah, just a grammar thing. Regulators should nominate projects.
Should be what?
Regulators should nominate projects.
Okay.
There you go. That's what he
wanted.
That's
right. And coming from you, wowie. I love it. Okay, moving on to the last bullet in this advice. DOE should provide information on the reasons for breakdowns.
Slash breakdowns.
Slash breakdowns, okay, for the buyback list priorities. Oh, I see, okay. Any suggested changes? Seeing none, do you all agree that we should send this advice forward? I'm sorry, the sub-bullets. The sub-bullets under the last bullet.
And then we have Pam's new bullet that's up on the screen.
Oh, that's right, Pam's new bullet. Thank you. I don't have that on my paper. Okay.
I mean, if we're interested in taking words out, we could probably just say the first round of AARA funding has accomplished cleanup work ahead of schedule and under budget.
Yeah,
And we believe this will be the case for the second round.
Has accomplished cleanup work ahead of schedule, period?
And under budget. Sorry, Hillary. I was reading ahead. Yeah, beauty.
Wow, that's really concise. Great.
And you've actually said that first sentence in the background, so I don't know, something to think about.
Yeah, okay. That's the case for round three. I think that you're right, Pam. Okay, is everybody okay with this? Okay.
Two.
And this advice goes to, this is all to the Department of Energy, correct?
Yeah. RL and RRP.
Regulators to nominate.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Okay, the tri-party agencies. Yep, thank you.
Not that I really need this advice.
Oh, come on.
Okay, thank you.
And headquarters.
And headquarters, of course. It will go, it always goes. The usual CCs. Absolutely. Okay. We are zipping right along. We are on, rather than take a break, do you guys want to forge ahead with the last piece of advice? Okay. Let's move on to the draft advice, Tank Waste System Plan Revision 4.
The green.
The green?
Oh, my God.
So, Ken, if you could go over the changes, that would be great, and then we'll get through it.
Thank you, Susan. We had three short comment changes. We deleted an introductory clause in the first sentence of the background. We changed the preposition in the second paragraph to say DOE is now working to revision 4 rather than working on revision 4 because revision 4 is completed. 15. And on the second page, we incorporated Rob's comments in the first full bullet on the second line where we had previously said same assumptions, we now clarified to say same verified assumptions, uncertainties, and analyses for the common cases. Those typos were incorporated. The issue managers, as you heard at the discussion yesterday, fully concurred. We had no other changes or no other input.
Okay. So, let's go through the background. There were minimal changes in the background. Are there any suggestions or changes for the background? Are we ready to go with that? Hearing and seeing none, let's move on to the advice bullets, always the meat of the potato here. The first advice bullet, future annual revisions. Any suggested changes or comments? Seeing and hearing none, moving on to the second bullet, future revisions of the system plan should continue to ensure. Todd, I need you to come up to the table. We got to have a quorum. Seeing and hearing no objections. Oh, that the penultimate bullet.
Super.
I am.
And the last clause, the same verified assumptions, that's what Bob added.
Seeing no suggested changes or objections, moving on to the last bullet of this advice. The board supports the planning assumptions. Yeah. Great. You guys did a great job with the editing. Can I presume now?
Susan, to anticipate your next question, I propose that we send this to the same parties that we sent the previous versions of the system planning advice, which are sent directed to the Office of River Protection and the Washington Department of Ecology with the appropriate copies.
Okay. Okay. So ORP and ecology and carbon copy, everybody who waiting to get this. Okay, we have passed all the advice. I quite frankly didn't think we'd hold enough people to do it, and I'm really thankful to all of you for hanging in there. Moving on, board business. September board meeting topics. Kathy.
I will review the list of topics, and please let me know if you have any changes to it or to the list, and as usual, this will be confirmed over the next month or so. In September, you always hear from the TPA agencies, kind of their big update. In September, following this board meeting, we will you all will review the 2011 priorities and actually adopt them at that stage, as well as the calendar. It's been, I've learned that Susan is up for a new chair position coming open. So we're going to open up the nominations process for the board chair in September. Also, something that was deferred from this month was a website tutorial. I know Enviro Issues will be working on, in conjunction with the DOE, on updating the website. So we hope to have a tutorial on the HAB website in September. Another topic that was deferred from this month was the CERCLA five-year review, having a program update on that. And then, Pam, I wanted to check in with you. 100N feasibility study draft advice coming out of the RAP committee. I'm assuming that would probably be ready for September. Is there anything that I missed or topics? Yep, Maynard?
What about the site tour? Are we going to do that?
Well, the
in September?
Site tour, yeah, that's not part of the board.
I know,
the
I
board
know,
topic, but right? But I do actually have that on my note
okay.
as part of September right. committee week. Well, yeah. Can I just finish up on the board? Does anyone have any changes, additions to the September board topics?
And we do have time, of course, to add things.
Right, but that just gives you a general idea, and that's in Seattle at the Red Lion, on the 9th and yeah, downtown. On the 8th and 9th, I don't want to say, or is it the 9th and 10th? I think it's the 8th and 9th. But so maybe it's the 9th and 10th. Okay. 9th and 10th. Right after Labor Day. So we learned that from the last year. The 9th and 10th, so Thursday, Friday. And unfortunately, we did look, and there's no baseball games in town. So I know, rats. And following up on what Maynard just said, September committee week, again, the EIC determined that it might be a good idea to have a site tour that week. So kind of put that into your calendar planning for a site tour. September committee week.
Which would be the week starting the 13th.
Yep. And that would probably be an all-day tour.
It will need to be. And,
yeah.
and in your committees, as you go through your next committee meetings, talk about the things that you want to see on the tour and get those back to me so that I can work with Paula and we can get the tour that fits the needs of the committee members. Jeff?
Just a thought for a topic. I'm guessing that the consent decree would have been, I'm hoping the consent decree will have been entered into court by September. Okay. And if it has been, there may have been some changes. I don't know. But it's a possible topic for consideration that
okay.
The consent decree be discussed if it's been entered into court.
Okay.
We'll certainly ask the agencies to do that. That's excellent. Bob.
The only other thing is, didn't we agree to move committee week next month? Or the meeting week from the 4th of July week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll go over that. We'll go over, we can do that next. Are people ready to move
okay.
into July? And we can briefly review June and July committee weeks.
Okay.
Next week will be actually committee calls next week. I don't know off the top of my hand about Susan's committees. I apologize. So I don't know if Rapp will be needing a call on Tuesday. Do you know, Pam? Rapp a call? Don't know. I know BCC will not be having a call. Health safety, you're okay because you're going to be meeting the following week. PIC, Norma Jean, do you know if you're going to have a call on Thursday?
I don't know. Steve's going to be here or not.
Yeah, so we'll work on this. We'll work on the EAG. And then I know EIC will have their call on Thursday.
Kathy, I'm pretty sure we don't have a call.
Okay, so no call.
Because we adjusted the agenda for the 100N, and everybody agreed to that. So okay. I think we've got a pretty firm agenda.
So we're okay on that.
Yep.
And then moving into the next week would be June committee meeting week. On Tuesday, the 15th, is in the morning will be the Health Safety Committee, followed on Wednesday the RAP, and then they're going to have a joint topic with the Tank Waste Committee, and they'll be hearing about the EIS, Ecology's EIS comments. And then the Tank Waste Committee will be meeting Wednesday afternoon. And then, so that's for June. And then in July, the EIC group determined to move committee week because it immediately followed the 4th of July holiday, so it's going to be the following week. And that had committee requests from BCC, PIC, and RAP. And the EIC will formalize those meeting dates on their call on Thursday.
And there is going to be a workshop in July that was mentioned yesterday, and we'll have all those things put on the update that you'll get.
Right, and there's
email.
A technology education forum on June 14th, too, for the Tank Waste Committee members. Does anyone have any questions about that? Again, we'll send out those events at a glance with all these dates on there. Crystal clear?
Okay. Agencies, do you have anything you'd like to say? No? You're reaching for your microphone. Do you have something to say, Keith?
Yes, I'd like to compliment our facilitation team for this meeting. This is the first time Kathy's had the lead, I think, or one of the few times, and I'd like to say that Hillary's been hiding a great talent from us for some time.
Right.
Really appreciate it.
You really want her back. You're gonna, Hillary, you better sign up for September. It's in Seattle. You live there.
Well, then I think we are done with our business, unless any board member has anything else to say. Thank you all for
Maynard?
Your commitment.
Maynard,
go ahead.
I would just like to encourage the RAP members. I talked to Keith a bit that health and safety meeting and talking about some of the infrastructure things. There's a lot of overlap there with some of the RAP committee people. So I encourage any of the RAP committee who maybe not generally attend that health and safety, that I think it might be quite informative. And I'm really looking forward, Keith, to, I think, a very good session there.
Right.
And if any of you would have been relishing the thought of taking a verbal swipe at the Richland Transportation Engineer, he'll be there.
Okay.
And Susan?
Betty, okay. Yes, go ahead.
Can I just comment from here that the GoToMeeting is astounding and that it's really not bad to be at a distance, particularly if I can count in the quorum.
Yay.
So for others who have to do that, it works out well.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the feedback.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, everybody, have a safe weekend. Thanks so much for your commitment and work.